Yeah. So what we did was the Balamor on Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Erif, where the Balamor quotes the Shitas Rav Haigayan, and he considers that to be the ultimate Shita, and he praises him. He says, Tov v'nom v'sukum v'dvash v'nof v'sufim, the Rav Haigayan. On the surface, when you see Rav Haigayan, one doesn't get too excited about it. I mean, it kind of looks like a funny kind of an answer. That, first of all, looks like he's going against the Gemara. Because what he's saying is that there were different minhagos in Klal Yisrael. Some did Tashat, and some did Tarat. That's what he says. Mehenos and Trua Yabavos Kalos, Mehenos and Trua Yabavos Kvedos. Shame Shvarim. Veilu Yotzi Nechalos and Eli Yotzi Nechalos. So, I mean, at first sight, the whole approach sounds very funny. Because where do you find such a thing? I mean, what do you mean? It's an optional thing in the Torah. The whole answer doesn't appeal, really. It doesn't have much appeal to a Baal Halacha. And look at the Baal Amor, and he says, it sounds like a teretz. He wanted to answer the question of how is it possible that in the Shkakhu, Atkias. I mean, so he says that either way, that's it. Like a simple answer. You do it this way, you do it that way. It does not sound like a really profound halachic answer. Like you see the Baal Amor, one Gdolei Rishonim, he was very excited about this pshat. He really was very impressed. He held this is fantastic pshat. So the question, of course, is immediately, I mean, what was so great, what did the Baal Amor see so great in Rav Haigayan? I mean, which sounds like an answer which is like an ad hoc type of answer. Doesn't sound like it's a profound discovery, his answer. And moreover, the answer goes against the Pashtus and Lashna Gemara. Because the Gemara says that he was Mesupik. He's Mesupik, Rav Avol. So the Pashtus and Lashna Gemara is really against Rav Haigayan. How did he learn Lashna Gemara? I mean, ask him Rav Avol b'kisri, he won't learn Dalam Ralph. At Manashah, the Gemara asks, right? So the Gemara says, no, Masafkele, Ginuchi Yilu. Maskif again. Maybe Yiluli, and he's Mafsik. So, Dimul Yiluli have a Mafsik Shlosh Shvarim. Bain Trua Tkia. Yeah, out of Tkia Trua Tkia. All right, so the Gemara says, he does all these, that's all the fakes. But the Gemara says, then the Gemara says, why are you doing reverse? And the Gemara answers, because that's not a suffix. Okay. And, but it seems to the Pashas Lashon Gemara is a suffix, basically. I mean, so there's two things that really, when you read Rav Haigayan, there's two things that strike you. First of all, it doesn't sound like such a profound answer. And secondly, it goes against Lashon Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Sfuki Misafkalei. According to Rav Haigayan, the Gemara should not have said Sfuki Misafkalei. The Gemara should have said, simply, that there were two minhagos in Klal Yisrael, and he didn't want that there should be a shinui minhagos in Klal Yisrael, so therefore he put them both together, and it was Yotzolos Fekus. But not that it's really a suffix. Lashon HaGemara is Mashon suffix. I mean, I shouldn't say Yotzolos Fekus. On the case, it wasn't any Fekus, I'm sorry. The Gemara should have said that really there were no Fekus, and both of them are good, and he put them all together. There shouldn't be a machlokes. So Pashas is against the Lashon HaGemara, and the idea doesn't really sound so profound. That's really what you're struck with when you read Rav Haigayan, and you wonder why the Baal Amor praised him so much. Another question that should be asked at this point is, according to Rav Haigayan, why did he set up Tashrat? Shram Chor. I mean, you have already Tashat and Tarat. I mean, I think that's the most powerful question. You could ask another question, why you're not Yotzi with Tashat, but now you can answer because of the Baal Amor mentioned it before, because of being Mafsik. So that's not such a difficult question. But the question is, what do you need Tashat for altogether? That's a very big question. Okay. So we're struck with two things when we first read the Rav Haigayan. In other words, the first question just sounds like an ad hoc answer. You could do it this way, you could do it that way. Some did this way, some did that way. I mean, it sounds like a very watered down type of answer, like a Balabhatish answer. Doesn't sound like a great uncovering here. And then the Balamora views this as an unbelievable answer. That's correct. There could not have been. Okay, what David Fed is mentioning is right. There could not have been a third minig of Tashrat. That was a minig Kedumah. Because if there was such a minig, then it would be a machlekes. Because that would mean that you need the full cry. What are they doing Tashrat for? So apparently, either part is good. So there could only have been two minhagos. One is Tashrat and one is Tarat. Okay, but let's get back to the main problem. What kind of a halachic thing is this? So our answer was that's precisely the problem. You see, what Rav Haigoyen said was that in Kol Shofar, the mitzvah is unique. The mitzvah doesn't have a technical tzura. But the mitzvah really is the cry itself. You see, the mitzvah is to use the shofar to emit the character of a kol that has a cry. A crying type of an effect, an act of crying. So that was the mitzvah really is not a mechanical sound. It's different than kol ha'tarah kulo, because in shofar. What Rav Haigoyen held that in shofar, it's really the kol has a character of a dibur b'nei adam, but it's not dibur in lashon, but it's an expression. It's an expression of adam, and it's an expression of a cry, and that's really the tirgum, yabava. So since that's the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah of hearing the kol shofar is different. Because the mitzvah is an expression of the human sound, and the human sound of a cry. That's really the mitzvah. So there can't be a technical, it doesn't tolerate a technical, mechanical type of a formulation. Because it's not mechanical. It has character. It's the character of the call of the above. Okay. The amendment reminded me one time gave a shiur on that, on the character of the call, the idea of the cry. But halachically, that's what it is. That's right. The Gemara lines it up. But that's okay. But he held halachically, that's the way it was. That's what the call was. That was halacha misinai, to create this sound, and it has a character, and it's a human expression. So therefore, it doesn't matter. On the contrary, if it were a mechanical sound, then it would be a different mitzvah. Then it would be to a different kind of a mitzvah. It would be a mitzvah to produce a certain call, a certain sound with a certain mechanical structure to it. Wouldn't be a mitzvah of an expression, of a human expression. You see, but over here, that's why over here it's different, really, than kol ha'tarah kulo. So that was the question. Why is it different than kol ha'tarah kulo? How can you say this way? Is it arbitrary? And they said this way, you said that way. Mitzvahs aren't constructed that way. Mitzvahs are specific. But the answer is over here, because of the nature of the concept of tkiya, it doesn't lend itself to mechanical. Mechanical would be, on the contrary, would be a removal from the very essence and nature of the mitzvah itself, you see. So that's what the Rav Haigoyen said. Okay, that was really what was the ingenuity in Rav Haigoyen's idea, and that was that the kol shofar is different, completely different than kol ha'tarah kulo. It doesn't lend itself to a mechanical formulation, and a mechanical formulation would be diametrically opposed to what it is. It's the character of the kol. That's right. As a matter of fact, there's a support for this from what Rishonim hold, that it doesn't go by the shear. In other words, if the tekea blows a long tekea, so if the shomea will, in the middle of the tekea, will he'll remove himself. His mind will wander, and he'll say, "I'm finished." After the Shiur Tzkiyah, he won't be Yetzer. Because apparently it must be the kol, the sound and the expression which is produced by the Tekeah. So whatever his expression is, that's the Shiur. And even though you had the Shiur in terms of mechanically you were Yotzei, but no, if you're not thinking Shemei Kaona, and you think you're finished with it, you're not listening, even though there was a Shiur Tzkiyah, the Shiur of the Kol, or in the Trua, or in the Trua as well, same thing. So if your mind wanders and you're not, you think you're Yotze because he's being Marif in the Truas, so you won't be Yotze, because the Kol, the Koveya of the Kol, is the one that produces the Kol, the Tokea. So you must listen to the entire Kol. That fits very well in line with Rav Haigoin. But Rav Haigoin accomplished by this idea was it really explains it'll explain the minig that in the tefillos, of course, how come the minig was tashrat and tarat in the tefillos? How could it be if it's sveikus? So in each one you should blow all three. But according to Rav Haigoin, it's no problem, because really a yotzei with all of it. You're Yotze with all of it. Okay, now let's get back to his structure. So why did he have Tashrat? So the answer is like this, that why did he make his Takana? I mean, it's a beautiful idea. But what was the need all of a sudden for Rabbi Avoda to come along and make Takana? So leave it like it is Misinai. That's the way it is. But the answer is because Rav Haigoin recognized that people don't think of mitzvahs in those terms, and they won't understand the profundity of the idea of shofar, and they'll think it's like shema mitzvahs, so they'll think it must be structured mechanically. So therefore, because of that mistake, they're going to think that you're yotze either with shvarim or you're yotze with trua. One of it's a machlekes. It'll appear, that's what Rav Haigoin is saying. The thing appeared like a machlokes because of the ignorance of the people. Because the people didn't recognize this point, and they thought it's like kol ha'Torah kula, so therefore, they thought it's a machlokes. So it'll come out, they think that half, it's a suffix whether they're Yotzei and the Tzkiyas, and half, only half of Klal Yisrael is Yotzei. So this was a bad thing. This Rav Haigoin said is something that can't go on. It's a bad thing. So therefore, what he did was he instituted you should do both. So therefore, everybody will think that you would say, what happened before? It happened before. It doesn't matter. I mean, the main thing is people are concerned with the here and now, present. So now, from this point on, people will be satisfied that all of Klal Yisrael is Yetzer. Now, why did he institute Tashrat? He instituted Tashrat for the same reason. Because people will think that since it's a suffix, they didn't know whether it was Shvarim or whether it was Trua, and they knew that that came from the Kol, of the Shvarim Trua came from the Kol. See, they knew, what they knew was like this. They knew that the sound is really a Kol, originally it's a Kol Bechev. But what they thought was not simply that it's a mechanical Kol. Because if they simply thought it was a mechanical Kol, so then all you need is Shvarim and Trua, because that's all that there is. So then there wouldn't be any problem. But what they thought was that it came from a kol of Bechi, but it was translated into mechanical terms. That was the idea that they had. So since that's the idea that they had, so therefore they would be mesupik, that they thought that since it was lost, they didn't know whether it was the first half that was translated into mechanical terms or the second half. Maybe it was the whole thing. So in order that no one should think on the Yom HaZikaron that Klal Yisrael is not Yotzei Tkiyas Shofar, So therefore, Rav Haigayan instituted, because the Tekir Shof was really L'Halos Zichroneim Shal Yisrael Avim Shal Shemayim, so he instituted Tashrat. What? I'm sorry, Rav Avoh. Rav Haigayan saying Rav Avoh instituted the Tashrat. So that it's L'Halos Zichroneim Shal Yisrael Avim Shal Shemayim is a key in the Kedush Zayom, so the call, the Tzibur, has to recognize that idea. I mean, it's important that Tzibur should recognize that idea. So if the Tzibur doesn't think that it's going to be effective, I mean, so then it lacks in the whole Kavanas HaTzibur. So therefore, that's where Rav Haigayan did that. So no one should have any sfeikus. And the idea of L'Halo Zichroneim Shel Yisrael Avim Shel Shemayim should be one that shouldn't be any suffix in calling Israel, that they should know that that kium is there, that kium is there. That was really his takana. So his takana really, that's why the Balamor really appreciated his idea. Because the Balamor recognized that he showed something which was really a brilliant discovery, namely, brilliant idea, namely, that shofar is different than kolatarkola. And shofar really doesn't lend itself to mechanical interpretation, and it remains in its character. That's the mitzvah. But Rabbi Avoh realized that people are not that knowledgeable, so therefore, and they'll think it's like kishar kolatarkola and other mitzvahs, and therefore he had to institute this. Now, why does the Lashon say sfeikus? The reason why the Lashon HaGemara says sofek is no problem, because the Gemara is speaking in terms of his takana, and that is in terms of how the Tzibur looked at it. In other words, the people looked at it like a sofek. So therefore, Rabbi Avoh's takana was according to their framework to satisfy their framework. That was all takana. He can't change their framework, but he couldn't. According to their framework, that he can't do. In other words, he can't remove the error. But he doesn't have to remove the error. By making the takanas and the tkiyas, what he did was, according to their erroneous idea, it will be sfeikus, so he was motzi mikol safek. And that was with the tashrat and tashat and tarat. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why the Gemara says it can't be backwards. They can't be backwards, because you have to understand what the people knew. That's what Rav Haigayan... In order to understand Rav Haigayan, you have to understand what the people knew and what they didn't know. He wasn't talking about total amaratzim. Total amaratzim, don't worry about these things. He was talking about a person that's on the level of a lamdan. A person that's a lamdan, most lamdanim even today think that way. That they're uncomfortable with... I would say most lamdanim are uncomfortable with Rav Haigayan. But it sounds like an ad hoc answer, you know, just to answer the question. Say, yes, answer this, answer that way, just answer the question. But the truth of the matter is the Balamor held as a very profound answer, because that's the uniqueness of the Kol Shofar. That's precisely the uniqueness of the Kol Shofar. So that's where Rav Haigayan's idea. And because of the fact that he was dealing with the Tzibur, which he didn't consider them to be ignoramuses, but he considered them to be Balei Halacha, their understanding was that, yeah, it comes from the Yabei Yabava, the Yabei Yam Sisra. But that's just the origin, but then it's translated into Halachic terms. So that's the way people think. So according to that, on that basis, the Gemara mentions Masafkaluhu, all these fakes are not based on the original idea. It's based on his correction, why he instituted what he did. So the Lashon HaGemara is perfect. Why the Gemara says Masafkale? Masafkale means according to their idea, it'll come out of Suffolk. That's what he was masaking. And therefore, to be Motzi Mikolas Fakis, he instituted Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. Okay? In other words, let me explain it. In other words, why you need Tashrat is because of the whole thing. The whole thing is that they think it was a big machlekes, which means that the original Mesorah Misinai was lost. That's what they think. Because why is there a big machlekes over here? So they think the original Mesorah Misinai was lost. But they know one thing was based on Yabava. So therefore, they might think that originally there was really the full cry which is the Kalos and the Kvedos. And then half of Klai Yisrael, they got mixed up and took this half. They took the other half. But there's always the possibility, once you have a machlekes and the thing was lost. So you see that the Masorah was lost. That's what they think was lost. So then they're going to think that maybe originally it was like this. So in order to be Motzi Liban Mikol Sufik, so he instituted Tashrat as well. Yes. But now the question is in the Tfilos. So according to Rav Hai Goyen, why in the Tfilos didn't they institute all of them? Okay, that's basically Ramban's question. Right? Yeah. According to Rav Hai Goyen, right. So now he wants to be called all the possibilities, so why didn't he include it in the Tfilos as well? So the Ramban really answers that question on Rav Hai Goyen. And he even though, I mean, basically Rabban is a polemic against the Balamar of Igoyen in defense of the Riv, but he still mentions that according to Igoyen will work out very good. He says in the first wide line, Vim yesh tov mimenu gamasatov nekabel, and he explains according to Rav Igoyen what the answer to this question is. What is his explanation? In other words, according to Rav Hai Goyen, that Rav Hai Goyen maintains that the main, and that's, I mean, she's Balamar, that the main, and Lada Rishon, the main tkiyas are really Al Seder Brachas. That's the real tkiyas. So the tkiyas Al Seder Brachas, they didn't want to have tkiyas Yisaris. Tkiyas Yisaris. It's not right to have tkiyas Yisaris Al Seder Brachas because of Hefsik. He says, that's what the Ramban says. He says Shliafsiku Bemsa Tfila. Shliafsiku Bemsa Tfila. Vigdimu Vasus Fe Kosov Shrabi Yavon Miyushav Khazru Vitaku Al Seda Brachas Tesha. Kosa Seda Shaasa Miyushav. So he says like this. He says in Tfila they didn't want to make any changes. Because in Tfila that's the Ikatskias. And to have Hosafas Tkias in the Tfila is not right. In other words, he didn't want to tamper with the real Tkiyas Midaraisa and Seder Tfilos. So what did he do? So before, he didn't care. Before, everybody's Yotzeis, everybody's happy. But now in the Tfilah, what he did was, he simply borrowed one from each. One from each. So that it gives the... No one can say that you didn't have Tkiyas in the Tfilos. And at the same time, he isn't tampering with the tkiyas and creating a sofas tkiyas in the tfilos that never existed before. You see, that's the Ramban's answer. That's what the Ramban explains, Rav Hai Goyen. It's a very good answer. In other words, you made it that corner because there was a misunderstanding among Klal Yisrael. So you had to satisfy the misunderstanding. So he's satisfied. But how far do you go when you make a takana? You have to be careful. You can't just go and change everything and create a situation in the Iker Kiyum that's not correct halachically, not 100% correct, to be Mosef Tkiyas, to be Blow Sofas Tkiyas. So therefore, Rabbi Avo didn't want to go that far. So he said his takana is framed in the proper way. He thought it out very carefully, and he saw he can undo the major problem, the people that are under this misimpression, misunderstanding. But when it came to the tefillos, he didn't want to do it. So what he did was, he did as close as possible, that everyone is represented there, to show that it's a... everything is... All the tkiyas are represented in the tfilos. They satisfy people on some level that way. That everything's represented in the tfilos, so people feel a certain satisfaction. They don't look at Malchi, Sechrona, Shefras, I mean, they're all there. And basically, he didn't change really. By doing that, he didn't change the tfilos, which he was averse to do. Because of the fact that this is the way the Seder tkiyas was Misinai. And you don't want to change it. So it comes out, according to Rav Hai Goyen, what we do today is not right. That's what it comes out according to Rav Hai Goyen. Because you have a sofas tkiyas. It's an interesting thing. change. It comes out basically that according to the Rav Haigoin, it's not a good idea what we do. But because you're being mafsik in the tkis, I'll say the brachis. You're being mafsik, hasofas tkis. Not a good idea. But it's an interesting thing that we today are firmer than all the Rishonim. It comes out. Balamor, Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam had Tashra three times. The Rambam, the Rif. It is an amazing thing.
But
we'll get to the Ramban. Ramban would hold it is better. That's true. And it seems Rishonim held, Rabbeinu Tam also. I'm just saying, except for Rav Haigoin and the Balamor, who holds it's actually worse. But I'm just saying, it's an interesting thing that and the Rif really says that that's the minhag b'kol olam, v'chein minhag b'kol olam u'b'shtei yeshivas. It's an amazing thing. It was good enough for them. Shtei yeshivas is good enough. There is a shita teisvus, the shita sa'orach, the orach. But most of the shittas are not like that. Yaakov's question is: the Balamor says it goes to the Cholim, they made the tkis to Miyushev. So the question is: if they wouldn't have made the tkis to Miyushev before because of the Cholim, would Rabbi Avo have instituted those sofas kolos in the tkis al seder brachas? It's hard to answer. Mustafa is mashma that he would have. Because that's a major concern. But since they were Yotzei already before, so he didn't want to do it. I don't know the answer to that question. I really should say I don't know. Would he have done it? The Balamor says because of the Chol. He's right. Yaakov's right. That according to the Balamor says that they never really did it in the time of the Talmud. So it comes out the Ramban's explanation for Rabbi Avohu, for Rav Haigoin, in Rabbi Avo is not according to Shittas Balamor. That's correct. Because according to Shittas Balamor, they never did it in the time of the Talmud before. So he must hold that Rav Haigoin's Takana was Al-Seder Brachas. But the Ramban doesn't hold that way. So Ramban is explaining that according to Rav Haigoin, it makes sense why we don't blow all of them in the Tfilis, because he already blew, they were Mesakin to blow them before. It's not Shittas Balamor, that's correct. That the Ramban's answer for Rav Haigoin is not Shittas Balamor. It's not going according to Shittas Balamor before, that he says that in the Zman of Talmud they never believed. It was only done later because of Cholim. So it comes as Machlokes, actually. The Machlokes, the Balamor, and the Ramban in Rav Haigoin, as to whether Rav Haigoin was Mesakein on Al Seder Brachis, and he wasn't Choshesh for... It was so important that he wasn't choshish for a sofas tkiyus. That's according to the Balamor. And according to the Ramban, it comes out, no, that he didn't want to do that. So therefore, he did it tkiyus to Miyusha first to be yotze all the problems. And he didn't want to tamper with the tfilis, and that's why he just did tashrat, tashat, and tarat. It'll come out, you're right. It'll come out, it's machlokes. It's machlokes and Rav Haigoin. That's correct, because according to the Balamor before maintains that it wasn't that way in Zman HaTalmud. So actually the question, you can answer the question. The answer to the question is a machlokes. It's a machlokes in the Balamor and the Ramban. Whether in Rav Haigoin, would Rabbi Avo have made the takona even to make osofas tkiyas al seder brachas? According to the Balamor, he did. According to the Ramban, he wouldn't. Okay, no, that's good, okay. So, yeah, apparently Balamor holds that once they went back the other way, so now it's not necessary, so now, although he doesn't talk about it, apparently that's what he holds, because apparently Balamor agrees that once he yotze already Rabbi Vohol, and the Tkiyas to Miyushev, apparently he doesn't mention anything, but if you assume that he goes along with the minhag olam, which is tashrat, tashat, and tarat, so it must be that he holds that once you were yotzer ready, so now it doesn't pay anymore to tamper with the tkiyas al seder brachas. That's correct. But originally the Rabbi Avohu held it didn't matter. Yes, yeah, so the Ramban gives an answer as to explain our minhag. Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. And he starts off, it starts off with the Ikra Advar Miyusad Alpimashi Parashin Lamailo. And he goes through a whole thing with Tainios. They have Tzkiyos by Tainios also. And then he says, Lamadnu Mikan, which is about three lines from the bottom. The Kivan Chain Yachid Vyachid Chayiv Betkiyos Achuos Alachovas Brachosu Shemasriyan Bohen. Dai lohem bitkia kolsho, kidei shiyasala tfiloseinu b'shofar. I mean, the question is, what is it? What is a tkia kolsho? Is it a tkia? Is it not a tkia? That's what's disturbing the Ramban. A whole long Ramban here, and he doesn't explain. And here he comes to the punchline, so to speak, over here, and he doesn't really explain it. He says that everybody ain kol yochid ain yochid yochid chayev betkiyas etchuas alachovas brachosu. It's not a chovas yochid. It's chovas brachosu shemasriyin b'hen. Dai lem betkiyah kolshu kedei shiyasala tfiloseinu b'shofar. I mean, what is a tkiyah kolshu? You don't need it. You don't need it. If you do need it, you need the real tkiyas. Hilchas brashana hilchach brashana nami kibun sheyitzani dechavas tkiyas shel Torah. Vein kol yochid v'yochid chayev tkiyas lo nishlan alachovas brachos shetiknu ben tkiyos kedei shiyala zichroneinu l'tova b'shofar. Repeats again. V'havalei ketainios. Okay. So what's the answer to Ramban? What is a tefillah? I mean, what is a tekiah culture?
Right.
The Ramban, yeah. So we said as follows. We said that according to the Ramban, you see the Ramban emphasizes that the tekiahs are really a tekiah in the brachas. And it's really the brachas that are lacking. The brachas that are lacking. So what does the Ramban mean to say? How does that help you with a tekiah kol shehu? What he means is that over here you don't need a chovas tekiah, a real tekiah shel mitzvah. Okay, but what do you need? You need a maisa tekiah. But the question is, we don't know what tekiah is. Tashrat, tashrat, tasharat. But the answer is, in terms of the kiyum tefillah, the tkiyah you need is a tkiyah that has a din of his askus in shofar. The tkiyah that's mitzuruf to the tefillah is not the tkiyah which is the chefzah shel tkiyah that yotze by yidei chavoso, but it's the maisa tkiyah. The maisa tkiyah of the tzibur. Which means that they must be mitzaref to the tefillah the fact that they're osek in shofars, that the shofar is the tziruf of the shofar is not through the chefza, but through the fact that the gavra is involved in the tzkiyas. And we said that there's a kiyum, and shofar. There's a kiyum not just in the chefzah shel shofar, but in shofar there's a halacha of the gavra that's involved in shofar as well. Yeah, that's correct. In the sugya we showed from the shomeya that there's a din of a gavra in shofar, because the Gemara wants to say that the shomeya can split up. It's a havamina, right? I mean, the Shemek has split up the tzkiyah. The Shemek, that's a... Yeah, and the Havmina Gemara, Chav Chesam Aleph, that he could split it up because he could be Shomeya. That was the Gemara's question, actually. Taka b'Rishon ha-Moshe b'Chashinah Yerushalayim ain't b'yad al-Lachas. V'amai t'sag le-Betatei, because there's a Gav, the Gavra Shomeya should be able to split it up. So you see in tzkiyah there's a din of a Gavra Shomeya. There's din of a gavra in tkiyas. And even though the Gemara rejects that position, But nevertheless, the idea of a gavra in tkiyas remains. The idea of a gavra in tkiyas remains. And that's why the Rishonim say that the gavra is koveya. That he's the one that's tokay is koveya, what the sound is, what the call is. So that remains, that there's a gavra of a shomea in tkiyas. Okay? Thanks. That remains the gavra of a shomea in tkiyas. So the Ramban says that the kiyum sheyalu zichroneim letova is a kiyum in tkiyas which reflects the gavran shofar. The gavran shofar. So there you only need tkiyas that have a din of his askos b'mitzvah tkiyah. So that's what the Ramban, that's what Ramban means by tkiyas kolsho. That the tkiyas that a mitzuruf to the Shmona Esrei is a tkiyo which reflects the gavra in tkiyo shofar. And in order to reflect the gavra in tkiyo shofar, you just need a tkiyo that qualifies in terms of his askus b'mitzvah. But see, even though it's a suffix, but the fact remains that still it's a vaday in terms of his askus b'mitzvah. So the tziruf between tefillah and between shofar is a tziruf of the asaskus of the gavra in mitzvahs shofar, and the gavra that's a shomeach in the kol shofar. So that's what the Ramban is saying. That's the Ramban's answer. That's the Ramban's answer. Okay. All right. So what do we move up? Okay. So we had a question. The question was two questions. One question was Ellie's question. That the Eli Faber question. The question was that now the Ramban seems to be susser himself, because later he argues on the Balamor. I mean, really, the truth of the matter is that all these Balamors and these Rambans are all tied together. Are all tied together. And by the way, somebody mentioned me yesterday. I forgot to mention it. That the Balamor before mentions, why do you have Tashrat? And he says, in other words, we have Tashrat, so why do you need Tashat and Tarat? So he says, because of the suffix. Because the suffix, that maybe it's a hafsik. So you see that he wanted to mafki all the halachic sfeikus. Okay. But anyways, just a side point. Okay, but now let's get back to the machlekes Ramban and the Balaman, the Ramban. So the Ramban... The Ramban really is would appear to be Sosa himself. Why? Because in the other machlekes of the Balamor, so the Balamor says that the three brachos are really all kedushas hayom, and that's why he says the tkiyas belong with the brachos, midaraisa, because the tkiyas demand the framework of bracha. Okay. And the Balamor, and that's Balamor. And the, by the way, the Balamor comes back to that a little later. If you take a look at Balamor, if you base him on Aleph, so he says, Vizesh, because the question of the of being mafsik between the brachas and between the tzkiyas of Shmon Esrei. So he says, Vizu shekosov arif zal bochosov sholom mekamei reish misiftam avarach yom rashan al tzkiyas shofar bosa sefetar v'yisiach v'diber tzorach levarach al tzkiyas shofar seder brachas alo v'ahadelahu hachin kochoz rabbanon. Shegorin bo. So he says, Olafimasha Pirashna the Balmor says, Pirashna Anu, She'ein Mishar Shalocha Birka Shofar Ela Bracha Shalfila, Ein Anu Zakukum Bazela Gairo and Zifa. Bahu the Tfilin, Ein La Shaminyan Bekan. He says, The Ein Lanu Kiyotzeba Mi Bechola Bracha Isu Bechola Mitzvahs. So the Balmor says, this is a special halacha in Shofar. Why? Because the mitzvah shofar demands a framework of bracha. So therefore, there's no question of being mafsik between the bracha is the first, because it's a different kind of a bracha. In other words, according to the Balamor, the first bracha is not really brichas and mitzvah altogether. So therefore, there's no question that you can be mafsik. It has nothing to do with being mafsik. It has nothing to do with tefillin. It's a different kind of a thing. Okay? So... Ain lano what is his last name? We don't have it like this. He says, "Ain lano kiyotzei ba b'chola brachos b'chola mitzvahs." Interesting thing. It's a unique phenomenon. that the shofar is intrinsically tied to a framework of bracha. And therefore, of course, you have it, and when you have it in the full form, in the musafin, musaf, so you have it in the full form. So there's no problem. I mean, on the contrary, there's nothing to be masik. It's not a birkas mitzvah. That's the balamor. But the Ramban maintains that really these zechronos and shofros. Zechronos and Shofros were really in order to create a Kiyum Tkiyas, because they define the Tkiyas. Like we said, that each one of the Tkiyas is different, and the Bracha defines what the Tkiyah is. So it would seem from that Ramban, when he argues later on the Balamor, with regard to the nature of the brachas, okay. What's that? When he argues with that's the next Ramban. Vaniyom and Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, so that Ramban, correct? That Ramban the Balamor is if it's Teisha brachas, so it's right. So when he argues on the Balamor, so he says, no, it's Hadin Tkiyasa. So these brachas were formulated for the purpose of defining the Tkiyas. So it would seem the brachas are formulated to define the Tkiyas. And here he's saying the reverse, that the Tkiyas are really just to enhance the brachas. Just to enhance the brachas. That really is the brachas, just like by Tainus. And you can enhance the brachas with a tzkiyah that's part of the Maisa Mitzvah Shal Tzkiyah. And that's tzkiyah koldo. Of course, it would be better if you'd enhance the brachas with the full Maisa Mitzvah. But he says that we're not matriach. That's how he explains the riff. And it fits in very nicely. I mean, the way the Ramban explains it, it's actually there's only two possible answers that we see over here. Because all the teretzim are very deichik. I mean, when they say lo latriach tzibur, what do you mean lo latriach tzibur? I mean, where do you find an idea like that? That the mevatel mitzvah lo latriach tzibur. So that's why the Ramban really gives two solid answers. One is because of the Rav Haigoyen, and according to the Rav Haigoyen, it's very good because you really yotze. And they didn't want to. To introduce alien colors in the in the Tfilas and Masafin. Okay, so that's a good answer. That's one answer. Well, according to the Rif, what he's explaining in the Rif is that it really is a halacha to be mitzarif the kol shofar to the Tfilas. So it's a kiyum in the tefillas. So if, in order to have a kiyum in the tefillas, all you need is the ma'isa tkiyah shel tkiyas mitzvah, ma'isa mitzvah shel tkiyah. But of course, we better have the full ma'isa mitzvah shel tkiyah. But not that shel tkiyas. That they don't want to have tkiyas tzibur. Okay, so that's how explains the riff. The riff fits in very nicely. The idea of tkiyas tzibur fits in very well. But the question is, Eliphaz's question is that it's a tati d'sansri. Because over here he seems to be saying that the tkiyas are akim and the tfilas. And over there, later, the next Ramban seems to say the other way, hadein tkiyas, that these brachas, ata zohar, and ata neglesa, were formulated in order to define tkiyas. So if it's formulated in order to define tkiyas, so then you need real tkiyas. So it seems like a tati d'sasri. That's one question. Is another question. Another question was the question that we asked was that where do you find in general a phenomenon like that where you take the chafza midaraisa and you fulfill it before its real place. In general, why does anybody know that this whole system of tkiyas de miyushav seems to be a problem that nobody raises this problem? that, for instance, by Kriya Shema, so you don't want to be Yotze Kriya Shema before you say Kriya Shema with the brachas. Because then if you say Kriya Shema, Yotze Kriya Shema, it's not Kriya Shema Midrash anymore. So Kriya Shema Midrash, the Chacham, Mamasakin, brachas, the brachas should be Mitzuruf to a Kriya Shema Midrash. So that's why the Gra says you shouldn't say any more than Shema Yisrael, or Pamay Shema Yisrael. Because you don't want to be Yotze, and then it's not going to be a Kriya Shema Shel Mitzvah anymore. So the brachas are not going to be mitzuruf to a Kriya Shema Deraisa. The Chacham elaborate on Kriya Shema, they elaborate on Kriya Shema Deraisa. So it should be Kriya Shema Deraisa. So similarly over here, you have the same problem, that why should the Chachamim go ahead, or why do they allow people to be Nohe, to be Yotze, the Tkiyas Shel Mitzvah, Shalobim Koma? I mean, why do they allow such a thing? I mean, that's since the real tkiyas is al seder brachis, so if the real tkiyas is al seder brachis, so the chacham should have never instituted or allowed the minik to even get started. Now you should be yotze the main tkiyas, and now when you don't have tkiyas shel mitzvah anymore, you just have kolos. So now you're being mekayim at kilchasa al seder brachis. That's a very difficult. That's a very difficult situation. And nobody seems to raise the question. I mean, Taisvis and Pesachim says that the main tkiyas are the tkiyas in the tefillah. And he says, those are the main tkiyas. So, I mean, if those are the main, that's why it shouldn't be masik. But if those are the main tkiyas, then why did they allow people to be outside with the tkiyas before? Yeah. I think maybe it's like this, that the question is, when you say pshuta, what does pshuta mean? Is pshuta the character of the kol? It's a quality in the kol? Or pshuta is a description of tkiyah? So pshuta doesn't, you know what I mean? In other words, is pshuta a characteristic and a quality in the kol? Or is pshuta simply what we refer, it's a way of referring to tkiyah? You understand what it means? Pshuta means tkiyah. Okay? So if you say pshuta, simply means tkiyah. So, anyways, okay. All right, so if you say it means, it's simply a description, but it means the tkiyah, okay, the technical tkiyah. So then a kol that's not a tkiyah, a call that's unnecessary, okay, a call that's unnecessary, in Tashrat, right? So it comes out, so you have Tkiyah, so when you do Tashrat, so if it's Shvarim, so Tshuah will be Mafsik. If it's Shvarim, so then Shvarim will be Mafsik, right? So if you say that Pshuto is the character of the call, okay, at a certain, I mean, if you say the first one, if you say Tkiyah is a description, so you have Tkiyah, yeah, whichever one of the two you want. Okay, let's say Shvarim. So, and then the question is, do you have to between the Pshuta Lacharea? So it simply doesn't count because it's an alien kol. It's not all dominion. It doesn't count. Okay? So, and you don't need Tziruf, so there's no Hefsek. That's the Balamar. But if you say Pshuta is the quality of the kol, so then if you have a Trua, so it's a kol that's lacking the quality. It is a kol, but it's lacking the quality of pshuta. So then you don't have pshuta lefaneo or pshuta lacharel. You see? Depends how you define pshuta. If you define pshuta as a quality of a kol, so then if you have another kol that doesn't have that quality, so it's still a kol. So you're lacking in the quality of pshuta. You have a kol, you're supposed to have a kol that has the quality of pshuta. And you produce a kol that doesn't have the quality of pshuta. So that's a mafsik. Because it's a kol, but it just doesn't have that quality. You see? But if you say there's no such thing as, as a kol outside of tkiyah, let's say tkiyah, shvarim, tkiyah, those are the kolos, those are the elements. So then an alien sound is no different than speaking. You see, it depends how you define pshuta. If you define pshuto as a description, it's simply the cheftza that we refer to as tkiya. So then, it doesn't matter if you have an alien sound. There's just nothing. It's not all dominion. It doesn't count. There's no such sound. There's nothing. So the only thing is siruf. But we don't need siruf. But if you say that pshuta means a call that has the quality of pshuta, so now you're following it by a call that doesn't have the quality of pshuta. And now you're following it by a pshuta. That's no good. Because then it intervenes. Because it's supposed to be pshuta lefanel and pshuta lacharel. So it depends how you define pshuta. As a matter of fact, that's very good. It would answer the Ramban's kasha. Because Ramban says, it says openly, if you have tkiya, two truths and a tkiya, that it's mafsik and be'er al-achas, that the Balaam all agree with. Because over there, the true is a real call. Because it's tkiya, true, tkiya, saying true is the real sound. So now you do two truths, so then definitely you don't have pshuta lefanel and pshuta lacharel. That everybody agree in that case. But in Tashrat, that's where you'll have the machlekes. But the Ramban holds the double pasha, it's the same thing. Because he's learning that pshuta means it has a character of pshuta. You have to learn away in the Ramban, because otherwise, if you don't learn away, well, it's just wiser than talking. The question simply is that the halachic substance, tzkiya, or is that the character of a call? That's the question. The maskana is three ways. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's one thing. So any kind of hefsek ben time will make a bubble. But according to Rabbi Avohu, the only hefsek is if the intermission is greater than the asiyah, then the asiyah can't be related. That's Rabbi Avohu. And according to Bechon, it doesn't matter at all. So you have three shittas. Okay. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the mitzvah itself is mitzaref, because nothing else counts. So there's a framework of mitzvah that stands on its own. Yom Teruah. So therefore, in Yom Teruah, the asiyah of tkiyas is a separate kind of asiyah that stands on its own, apart from everything else you do. So therefore, the mitzvah itself, the chefetz shel mitzvah, is mitzaref. That's Rabbi Yochanan. I say, Rabbi Yochanan, Tom doesn't hold like the Ramban. He holds like the Baal HaMor. Okay? But what he holds is that, so therefore, of course, if he holds like the Ramban, he didn't get anywhere, right? Yeah. But what he holds is like this. He holds because the kiyum, it's similar to the Ramban. The kiyum is the kiyum in the gavra. And the in the gavra. In terms of the kiyum of l'halo zichroneim shel Yisrael. So that's a kiyum in the gavra. So what he holds is, it's not a, even though shoma teisha tkiyas biyom is yotzah, but for the gavra it lacks. A person should not start a dvar mitzvah and then be osik and other things and then go back to the dvar mitzvah. So in terms of the gavra, it's lacking. So therefore, in tefillah, it's not really appropriate. Because in tefillah, it's lifnei Hashem, and you're being mitzareif, the key is to the tefillahs, and the kiyum of l'hala zichroneim, shel Yisrael. So if it's l'hala zichroneim shel Sol Tova, so you shouldn't do it in a way that's inappropriate. And that definitely the gavra is lacking. Person gets up in Rosh Hashanah, and he hears ninth kiyus in the day, he's yetzer the mitzvah of shofar. But a big tzaddik is not. I mean, it's not a derech for a person to be osik of mitzvahs. I mean, that's clear. So in terms of the gavra, he's lacking. Kima mitzvah he has. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam means. Rabbeinu Tam means that even though, so now it's only hefsekim, which means a lack of the gavra, because of the gavra's lack, so we won't be matriach the tzibor. To do tkiyas that aren't lacking in the asiyas agavra. That's what Rabbeinu Tam means. What? He holds like the Baal HaMor. But he says, even if you hold like the Baal HaMor, which is that an alien kol is not a kol and doesn't count at all, doesn't register at all, but nevertheless, in terms of asiyas agavra and osek b'mitzvah, and you see, it fits in the Ramban is very nice, because Ramban says it's the tkiyas of this askas shel mitzvah that you need. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't go that far, but Rabbeinu Tam simply says that it'll be lacking in the gavras as askas. To do tkiyas in that way, that you're mafsik in between. A person who may do a tkiya, will have a l'chaim, and do a yeshvarim, have another l'chaim, and do another tkiya. No, that it's true, it's yaitzah, but in terms of the kiyum, in terms of tkiya is a kiyum belev, it's like tefillah. In terms of that kiyum of the kiyum belev of the gavra, that is lacking.
So
that's right. So that's why he says, even though it would be preferable to do them all, so you'll have tkiyas kimitzvas on without bali hefsik, but he says because of that, you don't have to change the minhag. So many times, very good. Sikim of the gavras is askus b'mitzvas shofar, that is maila zichronom shel Yisrael tava. That you needed that thing. You didn't have that, you couldn't open it up. Ramban really opens it. He doesn't go that far as Ramban to say a cheftza shel asaskus shel mitzvah shofar is enough. That's kol shehu. Kol, what does Ramban call it? Kol shofar. That he doesn't go so far because he holds you need a real kol shofar. But he says at the same time it would be preferable to have a real kol shofar which shows the gavra's Asiya kihilchasan kemitzvasan, but for that we're not going to be mitzvah tzeila. Our chumra is contingent on taking the Ramban's position, right, from one side, which is that it's a genuine hefsek, it's a real hefsek, and on the other hand, taking Rabbi Natan's position that you need a real kol shofar and not just as askus. That's how we're machmer, we do the whole set. But I mentioned to you before that Bizman said it, see people love until 3, 4 in the afternoon, you can't say any more Sfarad, not to Matriach the Tzibor. That doesn't apply. So maybe that's why everybody's machmer. Okay, so now let's answer the Ramban. So the Ramban seemed to go in two directions. The one hand, he says that the Atta Zohar was really Niskan, in order to for the tkiyas, and over here seems to say the tkiyas are really for the tfilas. I mean, this is clip. So what's the answer? How do you answer that? So what we said is as follows: that you have to understand the role of the tkiyas in the tfilas. What is the role of the tkiyas in the tfilas? So I start off. I mentioned from the Pid of Lekel Arach Din, where it says Lekel Arach Din. So he says Lamochal Avonos Beyond Din. And Lenoros Hilos beyond them. Those two go together. So what is the tziruf between Mochel Avonos and Noros Hilos? So I said because the Noros Hilos means that the way, that's an essential idea in Malchus, that the way God is Mochel Avonos is not something that we could approach even, let alone apprehend. I mean, it's nonsensical, but not even, we can't approach for it. Because there's no rasilos. No rasilos means l'chod dumiyos ilah. Means we can't enunciate, we can't formulate any tehillah. So if you look carefully in the end of Shofros, it says this katar shemei kol shofar mazen chu v'ein domalach. V'ein domalach is really defining the kol shofar. So you see the definition of the kol shofar really is that it's a kol. It's a kol, but there's no dibor. There's no dibor, because we can't really give any dibor. We can't give any the concept of Malchias Hashem. That's the central idea of Malchias Hashem. Ram mentions Moreh Nevuchah many times. Ram mentions it, but people just think he's just saying it. But really, if you understand what the Ram is saying in Moreh Nevuchah, it's not that he's saying we don't know. That's a yesod that we don't know. If you don't believe that, then you don't know, then you have no idea of Hashem. It's not like Ram's not trying to answer apologetically and say, why do these things happen? We don't know. That sounds like a cop-out. That's not what Ram's saying. Ram's saying that is part of Yedias Hashem. We have no way of knowing how he works.
We know that,
and if you don't know that, then you don't know what you mean by Hashem. So that's really what the Anshe Knesset Gedolah and the Nevi'im, the Mesak and the Tefillah of Ata Negleisa, so they were Messiahim it with that idea. Ki ata shamea kol shofar mazin chua, v'ein domalach. So that really defines our kol shofar. What is our kol shofar? Our kol shofar is eidna malach. It means that it's a kol, but there's no dibur. But there's no dibur attached to it. Because, like the Ramban says in Kansipa, that all our tefillas and all our shlachas and everything we say is all nonsense. Because our framework is not, doesn't have the capacity to approach our Kaddish Baruch Hu, and everything we say is just nonsensical. I mean, all the things we say. Even though we say, Gadol doesn't mean, there's no shachas. It's all efes v'sahu. So the kol shofar is the kol of Malchus that signifies that idea. That's what the kol shofar signifies. That's why the kol shofar is Malchus. So the Ramban says, that's what the Ramban means. Ramban means that those hodein tekiyasa means that every statement that we make is translated into a kol shofar. To show, that's the definition of Malchus. Now first we say, because we have to say we're only human beings, and we have to mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's our perfection. So we have to say it, we have to say Malchus, and we have to speak ideas, human ideas, but we, after the Malchus, we say, we blow the shofar, which says that basically what we're saying has no true reality before God. Before his yediyah, it's all nothing. So you take the Malchus, you take the Zechronos, you take the shofaros, and then you blow the shofar. And by blowing the shofar, you demonstrate the Ein Damalach. No Rasahilos. L'cho Dumiya Sahila is really the keem of Kol Shofar, and that's why that is the call that's Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the call we use. That's really the pshat. I mean, Ashrei Am Yodei Sarua. Yodei Sarua. They know the idea of the Kol Shofar. And that's the idea. And that's what this Ummah knows. And no other Ummah has that. That concept. That idea. See, the Ummah Sa'olam and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah is exactly the opposite. That they create a phantasm which they could sense. They make it sensible in their terms. And our God, we can't understand. We know that we have no understanding. No rasilos, and all the shvachos are kefes vayim. That's the yisod nadas. It is malchius, and it's something which is, in a sense, intolerable to not in a sense, it's true. It's intolerable to the human instinctual side. It's intolerable, and that's why. And that's really the whole reason why the Torah is difficult. Because and why you have so many Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Because that's precisely what they can't do. You see. So the Torah makes a tremendous demand on us that we shouldn't satisfy our instincts and our emotions by distorting, or you actually can't distort, because once you have the wrong idea, it's not God anymore. So by creating Elohim Acher, and in order to satisfy our emotions. So that's the Yisod of Malchus. That's the Yisod of Malchus. The Yisod of Malchus is mentioned in Shofaros. Ein Domalach. So that answers the Ramban. Because what the Ramban is not a tactic assessment. What the Ramban is saying is that the Shofar is ultimately a keem in Tefillah, and the Tefillahs were Niskan to define the Shofar. And every Tekiyah, every set, is really translating that Amira into this idea. So you say Malchus, you translate it into the Kol Shofar. Say Zechronos, you translate Kol Shofar. Shofros, again, translate into the Kol Shofar. That's really what the Ramban means. Hadein Tkiyas. So they were Niskan for the Tkiyas. On the one hand, they were Niskan for the Tkiyas. And that is the Kiyum, Lahalo Zechroneum Shel Yisrael, Latova. That's the Kiyum. Because that's the method of doing it. That's precisely. You don't really need, according to the Ramban, you don't need the Chefza Shofar, but you need the Hisaskos Shofar, because that idea that you're adding to the Tefillah can be expressed through a Maisa which has a Kiyum of Osek the Mitzvah of Shofar. That's enough for that idea. That's what the Ramban is saying. So the Ramban is not Tadda Sasri. And that's why you don't have the problem that you have The question, the other question we asked was that how did they take the mitzvah shofar and do it before when you should do the mitzvah shofar? Kill chasa, kimitzvah so b'shas tefillah, and not before. Like you don't read Krishna before you do birchas Krishna. But the answer is because it's a different kiyum shofar. It's a different kiyum shofar. For this kiyum shofar, there's no problem that you yotze the mitzvah already, because it's simply using the shofar as a kiyum and tefillah. And since that's the kiyum, so it doesn't matter whether you yotze. And it still is a cheftza shel kol shofar on Hashem. It's not shofar shel mitzvah, but it's a cheftza shel kol shofar. So that's the Rambam. Okay? No, you're right. Asmuna in chamron zulasi kol. Zulasi kol. Moshe Rabbeinu makes a mind. It's only kol. That's great. Yeah, by the way, it's also tied in the kol shofar. I mean, the pasuk says kol devar matam shaman. Same pasuk. Kol devar matam shaman. Kol devar. Kol devar. But what does it mean, kol devar? It means we don't even understand the dibor. That's what it means. So cold varm atem shalom. The Rambam talks about it in the Mara. It was a cold varm, but even the words we don't fully understand. Just cold varm. Yeah, you're right. Very good. That's right. And that's a pshat b'mebeshofa. That imrul fari malchios shetam lichoni lechem zichronos sheyal zichronechem lefonai and ubame b'shofa. B'mebeshofa. Shofar is the vehicle which has that idea. That's the idea. That's malchius. That's being mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means.
You mentioned the word before.
In other words, the kiyum shofar you had already, but now the kiyum tefillah requires the kol shofar to bring the kiyum tefillah to its ultimate perfection in malchius, which is gathash malchus and kol shofar ein damalach, and that's through the kol shofar. All right. So now let me. Yeah, all the things the Rambam says about how Kadosh Baruch Hu judges and what we know from Nevuah is not the real understanding. It is something of benefit for us to have that knowledge in that way. That's a benefit for us. But it's not the real understanding. Real understanding is only the burial one. Okay. So, anyways, so now, so the thing is, so let me just, yeah, let me just try to let's tell you a few more points. That it's an interesting thing that so Rosh Hashanah is really Malchus, right? And what is Yom Kippur? What is Yom Kippurim? What is Yom Kippurim? So the Kedushas Yom of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. What is the Kedushas Yom of Yom Kippurim? What is the essence? It's not Malchus. Malchus is there, but. No, it's not Zachronos, not Shofros. What is it? What does the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur revolve around? What would you say?
Kapara.
What?
Kapara.
Yeah, it's Kapara, but it's interesting. It's not just Kapara. Not just Kapara. There's one thing that it revolves around, and the Avodas Yom Kippur. What is it? What? No. Shema Farish. That's it. Shema Vaya. That's what Ram says. That the Eser Pama, we got a Rambam there. The Rambam is in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, where he mentions the Viduyim. Umaskir Hashem b'chol Viduyim mehen shalosh pamim, and then he goes in Ketzad. Sachem b'chol Viduyim mehen, and then he says Ukeshu nosin es agorol asor achatas Omer laHashem chatas nimtza maskir es Hashem b'yom hazeh Eser pamim. Okay. So you see that the whole Avodas Hayom revolves around the Yedias Hashem and the Shem Avaya. That's what the Yom is. It's an interesting thing. So on Rosh Hashanah and the Malchius, we say Ein Domalach. That's Malchius. Ein Domalach. But then in Yom Kippurim, we come one step closer. We say there is an idea that man can have that's the correct idea, and that's the Shem Avaya. You see, it's an interesting thing. So yes, because kapara without yediyah, that is non-existent. So the whole, really, the whole Avodas Hayom revolves around it. So in every, in the vidui, in the, of course, essentially in the vidui, because who are you mizvada before? Lefnei Hashem Tataru. And that's why you masker the Hashem three times in each vidui. Three times. And then in the Sawyer Hanasa Befnim, that Sawyer is the carbon, which is the carbon that's tied to the Shem HaMeforash, to Yichud Hashem, specific carbon of the day. Sawyer Hanasa Befnim. See, that's why it says La Shem Chatas. And the whole Kedushas Hayom revolves around that. The Raya is also, see, the he says, the Rambam says, same Rambam, he says, Uvechula Mumaske Kichsovo Shehu Hashem HaMeforash. Barishono haya magbias kolo b'shem. Kiven shirabu prutzin chazru lomar b'kol nomoch umavlio b'ne'imus ad shelo yakiru bo afilu chavera v'kehan. So I want to give a share on this. Why, how is it possible? Because Reb Chaim said, shlich tzibur, everything he says has to be out loud. So why is this an exception? But the answer is because the kiyum in the Shem Hashem is the Yediyas Hashem. That's the kiyum. So if it's possible, there's no prutzim, so then he could be masker as Hashem b'kol. But if he can't, so then he does it. He's yotze even if he's not, if it's not b'kol, even if it's just beino, beino levein atzmo, because it's the idea of the Hashem which is the mechaper. So it's interesting that you go from malchius. From Malchius, but you can't jump. I mean, that's the first thing. Malchius is the first thing. Otherwise, you don't have any idea of the Melech Malchim Lachem. I mean, then there's no Adon Olam Hashem Molach. But after that, in Yom HaKippurim, where the person seeks Kapara, so that Yom revolves around that idea of the Yediyas Hashem, Shem HaMeforash. That's the whole day revolves around it. If you look at the Avodas Hayom, you see everything is tied to that. The whole thing, the way it works. Maybe we'll go into the order a little later. But that explains also why on Yovel, see, why on Yovel do you blow Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros on Yom Kippurim? Why is that so? You see, what is it? Why is it there? But the answer is, because in Yovel is Malchius. Why is Yovel Malchius? Because the pasuk says that for Oretz lo simcha letzmisos. Why? Ki li kol Oretz ki gerim v'soshavim atamimadi. What does that? What does that mean? If you translate it into the words of the piyut, the python, what does it mean? You have a beautiful piyut over there, Melech Elyon. But then you see, you close the Aron, and you say Melech Evyon, right? So, and then you say Avol Melech Elyon, right? So the idea is that it's really a denunciation of the Melech Evyon and a recognition of the Melech Elyon. See, but those two are always a conflict in man. It's a conflict in man, because man wants to believe in his own Malchus. Oh, Malchius, you see. He's the Melech Evyon. That's why it's in the Piyut, because the Melech Evyon is a tendency. It's not there. If a person didn't have that idea, it wouldn't be there. So it's the removal of the Melech Evyon. And that's really, that's the Pasuk. It's the removal of the Bilus of man and the appointment of the Bilus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the recognition of Bilus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's really Yovel. That's Yovel. That's why Yovel is Malchius. Yovel is a denunciation of the Melech Avion and recognition of Melech Avion. So that's why on Yom Kippur, Shel Yovel, you blow the Shofros of Malchius. According to the Balmor, it's very nice because it's Malchius in the full form. Malchius, Achranos, and Shofros. So that's the game. But it's interesting also that why is it done in Yom Kippurim? Why is it done in Yom Kippurim? So apparently there's a recognition of Malchius before the Yom Kippurim. But on Yom Kippurim, after the Yediyas Hashem, then the Malchius is enhanced. So therefore, you blow shofar on Yom Kippurim after the Es Hashem of the Yom Kippurim, then you blow another Malchus. You see, the Malchus, which is expressed in Yovel, that's the appropriate place to blow the to blow the shofars on Yom Kippurim. Okay, Yedias Hashem is Malchus. That is Malchus, because the person has Yedias Hashem and his emotions are aligned with Yedias Hashem. That is Malchus. That's correct. But there are ideas along the way. There are ideas along the way that demand expression. In other words, the idea of Ein Domalach is an idea of Malchus. That's a Yesod in Malchus. Okay. That Yesod is a fundamental idea that leads but that's not the idea of the Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is a further progression of knowledge. If a person to understand the Shem Havaya, a person may be on the highest level, but it doesn't mean you can't misspell in Rosh Hashanah. But the Shem Havaya is the ultimate level of Yedias Hashem. Okay. And in that ultimate level of Yedias Hashem is a greater Malchus emerges. You see, it's a different Malchus, a greater Malchus. But you can't abandon the basic ideas of Malchus. All the ideas coexist. Really, the truth of the matter is all the ideas coexist. But they're not all available to everybody. Okay? Yeah. In other words, on Yom Kippur, you're demonstrating that the whole world, the whole essence of man, revolves around Yedias Hashem. That's the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. And the Yedias Hashem of the Shem HaMefarash is the ultimate Yediyah. And that's our goal, and that is the essence of everything. Let me just put it this way. In the Ein Dom Halach, a fool can say it, a plain, simple person can say Ein Dom Halach, but his idea of Ein Dom Halach is not the same idea as a person who is a great chacham. Okay? It's a different idea because to him, he doesn't, what is he going to compare with? What is he negating? I mean, he doesn't have any framework. So the greater the framework of knowledge of the individual, the greater the Ein Dom Halach is. Until a person reaches the Yedias Hashem of the Shem HaMefarash, Hashem HaMeyuchad, and then he's on the highest level, and it's a different Ein Dom Halach. So there's the basic idea. I mean, Yadis can't make a person into a great philosopher for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It takes more than that. But the ideas of Yahadis can be portrayed so a person has a concept of what the goals are or what Yadis is about and what it stands for. That itself is an unbelievable thing. So the Kedushas HaYom can't make a person into an abstract philosopher. But the Kedushas HaYom can give a frame of reference for a person. Okay? So that's why on Rosh Hashanah, the frame of reference is the frame of reference of Malchus. The basic ideas of Malchus. Okay? On Yom Kippurim, the Yom revolves around the Shem HaMeyuchad. That's why, don't you say, isn't there a minute to say the Shira Yichud on the night of Yom Kippurim?
Yes.
There's a minute, there's a basis for that. There's a minute, Shira Yichud. So and that's Yichud Hashem. I mean, that's because the Yom Tov revolves around that. That's the Kedushas HaYom. The Kedushas HaYom is the Kedushas HaYom of the Shem HaMeyuchad. That's what, like the Rambam. That's why it's 10 times that the Shem HaMeyuchad was mentioned. Okay? And what I'm saying in Shafar is the Tkiyah Shel Yovel. The Tkiyah Shel Yovel was precisely placed on Yom Kippurim for that reason. Because that's the ultimate expression of Malchus is through Yedias Hashem, and the greater the Yedias Hashem, the greater the Ein Dom Halach, the greater the Malchus, and the knowledge of the Malchus is, and that's why when you blow shofar, which is a kol shofar of Malchus for Yovel, it's done on Yom Kippurim, not on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippurim. Because Yom Kippurim is the ultimate level of Yedias Hashem. Okay. See, that shofar cannot be blown every year. Only on Yovel. But that's in line with what the Rambam explains in the Amar Nevuchim. You don't do things all the time. certain things you don't do all the time. So that shofar, the shofar that's the shofar of Yovel on Yom Kippurim, that has to be only on a rare moment. Okay, on Yovel. Because the whole idea of kapara is, the whole Yahadis is based on one thing. It is based on the correct ideas. And the whole idea of kapara is totally in a person's idea. That's what it's totally in. And if a person does not have the correct idea, or if it's a low idea in terms of Yedias Hashem, his kapara is really very weak. I mean, the Ono Hashem has very little meaning. I mean, that's the kapara is Ono Hashem, Chatas Yedias Pshat Lefanacha. I mean, that's the lashon of the vidui of the Kohen Gadol. I mean, that's the lashon of the vidui. It's not just arbitrarily, didn't just arbitrarily take that lashon. And you see, he has the Shem Hashem and the vidui twice. On Hashem, Chatas Yedias Pshat. On Hashem, Kapan Olavan Zaltan Olavshan, and then the Shem Hashem from the pasuk. The Shem Hashem from the pasuk. So the whole what Yad is trying to teach is that the whole kapara is a kapara lefnei Hashem, and the ideal lefnei Hashem, insofar as it's lacking, the kapara is lacking, and ultimately it only can express itself in one thing, in the Shema Mefarash, which is the ultimate idea, the highest idea that man can attain of Hashem. That's really what the whole day revolves on. That's the day of Yom Kippur. That's the day of Yom Kippur. That's the sod of Kapara that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the third Aliyah on Yom Kippur. Was that the Yisod HaTshuva? But the Yisod HaTshuva is the Yisod of Yichud Hashem and the Shem HaMefarash, Yedias Hashem, the Ono Hashem. If you go through the order, you see in the Migdash that that you see the way the order of the Avodah. The Rambam paragraph, the Seder Kol Amasim Shebiyom Zekachu. So you see that what was the Seder? At first, what did he do? In the fourth paragraph, what was the Seder? First he did what? First he did the Avodah Sayom, the regular Avodah Sayom, Big Dezov. Right? But in the Avodah, and then he was Mekadesh Kiddush Yadayim, then he took off the Big Dezov. They did tefillah, put on the big lavan, and the kaddish of raglav, and then he did the avodah sayom. But in the avodah sayom, the order is very specific. The first thing he did was the vidui on his par, right? That's the first thing. And then what did he do? Then he did the agrola, right? Then he did what? Then he did vidui sheni and the shechit of the par. And then he stopped, right? And what did he do next?
Did
what?
No.
He did. Then Nektaris. Then he went into the Kachay Kadashim, and until it was, he did the Nektaris until it was Mala Oshon, and then he backed out and walked out, and that was before he did anything. Chiso anan aktaras esa kaparas. I mean, you don't, the idea of the fact that it's veiled and Yedias Hashem is something which is not knowable is implicit in the chiso anan aktaras esa kaparas before he did anything. And then what did he do? Then he came back and he did, then what did he do after that? Then he did the Zrika Sapar. Zrikas Adam. He went back in, and he did the Zrik on the kaparas, and towards the kaparas, and then what did he do? Then he went out, and he did Shchitas Asoer, and Kabbalas Dam Asoer, and then he went back in, right? So why there's something implicit in that order? What is implicit in that order? That you see, why didn't he do Shchitas HaSoer before? Why didn't he do Shchitas HaPar? And he could have done Shchitas HaSoer, right? And then he could have done the Ketores, and then he could have done the Zrika, right? But the answer is that why did he have to do Shechitas HaPar first altogether? That's a more basic question. Why didn't he just do the right? Why did he have to do Shechitas HaPar first? Why didn't he first do the The answer is because if it would have been done that way, so then it wouldn't. The idea would not be there that you need a matir for the zrika, for the avoda, and the matir is the ktaris. So first he got the par ready, like he's about to do. But wait, no, you need a matir, and the matir was the chisa anan ktaris as a kaparis. The recognition of the fact that Yedias Hashem is Nelam, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nelam. Then, with that idea, he can go in and he can do the Zrika of the. He can do the Zrika. So he had to get it ready, and then he had to show the Matir, and then he did the Zrika. Kibim Bezos. Kibim Bezos, you're all right. That's right. Kibim Bezos. That was the order of the matir. Now, see, no, I think the same reason, because really you should really have the shechitas. So you should have the shechita of the carbon, and the zrika should follow immediately. That's really the way it should be. But by the par, you don't do that in order to demonstrate the matir. So you only do it by the par. But by the sawyer, it's not necessary, because by the sawyer you did it already. In other words, by the sawyer. You do the shechita and the kabbalah sadam and the zrika. So the only reason you interrupted it by the par was to show this idea. So you only interrupt it by the par that shows the idea. It's not necessary to do it again. You follow what I mean? In other words, the concept is to demonstrate this idea. So therefore, you demonstrate the idea by the par. You don't in term really. In other words, that's what you demonstrate. You don't demonstrate it twice. You don't duplicate it. You demonstrate the idea once. So you demonstrate the idea by the par, but by the sawyer, you follow the normal order, which is you do shechita, kabbalah sadam, and zrika. Okay? So now it's muchach that the separation was for the matir. So if you did it two of them, it would remove the hochacha. It wouldn't be muchach. Because what are you doing two of them for? So you only do one in order to demonstrate that idea. So that's why you have the par. You have the ktaris, the anan ktaris, and then you have then you do the sawyer, the shechita and kabbalah sadam. And then after that, what do you do? What do you do after that? There is an idea. Because the sawyer is from Klal Yisrael. You see, we'll get to that in a second. Then you have the par, what do? You do the zrika on the outside, on the prochus. And then you do the zrikas upon the parochas, and then you do the zrikas son of the parochas. And then you take and you mix them both together, and you do the what? I'm there. What idea do you see implicit in that? What idea do you see? There's an idea, an important idea.
You're receding.
You see, the big kaparos ayom is al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, because that is again a recognition that we're not roy for the mikdash. That's the main kapara, tumas mikdash kadosh. So all those kaparas are for tumas mikdash kadosh. So because why is that such a v'chipra lakodesh? Because that's a central theme also in Yedias Hashem, the recognition that we're not roy for mikdash. See, the ideas unravel if you just in the avodah. Very interesting. So that's the concept. See? But there's two things. There's a split there. What's the split? The split is between the Kohanim and between Klal Yisrael. It's an interesting thing. I mean, that's implicit in the Pesukim. Because he takes the par and the aisle, right? And right? So you see in the Avodah, and the Avodah's Pnim, it's divided. His par is first, and then the Sor Shalom is second. So you see the Kapar was split between two. It was split between the Kohanim and between the Kaparas Kohanim and the Kaparas Aam. Why? And that's something which a little bit is counterintuitive. Why should we split up the Kapar? Well, what's the answer?
Weren't the Kohanim included in the Kapar
No, the kohanim is separate. There's a lot of machlokes in these, but basically the kapora of the par is a kapora for Aaron and for Echav HaKohanim. That's what the Rambam says, that if he's mace, then it's not only for him, it's for the Echav HaKohanim. He says, the Rambam says...
It's a kapora for the Chachmei
Yaham. No, it's not Chachmei, it's the Kohanim.
Yeah.
Not because Chachmei, no. It means, you see, it's all tied around the same idea, that Migdash requires Kapar. Just to have the Migdash there requires Kapar. So that's why the Kohanim who are Ovdim the Migdash, they require a Sefer Kapar. Sefer Kapar. Okay? So that's why it's split. And basically, this is Psukim. It's a split between the kapara of the kohanim and the kapara of the Om. But then in the end, you see that the ma'arav, the dama par in dama sor, when it comes to the mizbech hazov. That's the existence of mikdash requires, because the mechaper, the kapara is al tumas mikdash v'kadoshov. Altumas mikdash v'kadosh means because even lo noda, it means that we don't deserve that. That's the idea of tumas mikdash. It means that tumas mikdash v'kadosh means that we don't deserve the mikdash because we're metame the mikdash. Shochin itam besoch tumosam. I mean, it means that we're not roy. It means we're not roy, but even though we're not roy, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mevater, and he allows it to exist. So, but that recognition of that idea is an extremely important idea in Yom Kippur. I mean, that's the pasuk. Extremely important idea. But you see, the Yom revolves around essential themes, essential ideas. And what is but then Yamar Shneim Yachad. Why Yamar Shneim Yachad? Because there is one unification of Klal Yisrael. So that's like, Lachach Midama Par Vidama Midama Soil. So you see, first it's separate, and then it's unified. And then the kapara, then the final aspect is the kapara of the vidui for on the soil azazel, on the soil azazel. Ramban is he quotes a chazal there, that the chazal say that the sutton is mekatreg. The mekatreg says that Klal Yisrael are like malachim, that they're separate and they're unique. So Ramban goes long Ramban, but basically, let me tell you what I got out of Ramban. Ramban is it's an unbelievable idea of what the Sor L'Azazel is. The Sor L'Azazel is a recognition of the instinctual, of the unconscious and the instinctual part of man. That's what it is. The Sor L'Azazel. So the Sor L'Azazel really belongs in the Avodah, but it can't get in there because it's L'Azazel. It represents the part of man that's totally instinctual and the unconscious part of man. But in Yadus, Kapara consists of recognition of the unconscious part of man and recognition, not denial of it, you see. And that's why the Sor, that's really why you have the Sor L'Azazel in Yom Kippur. Because it's to teach man that he can't negate the lower part of his nature and just make believe it doesn't exist, you see, because he doesn't like it. Can't do that. There's a Sor L'Azazel, means he has to recognize it. And the only kapara for man is through recognition of the lower element of his nature, you see. So, and that's kapara. That's why the Sor L'Azazel is mechaper on kalis. But only the person that's mamen in the kapara. Now, mamen in the kapara is not going to help. But it means even that recognition itself is a kapara. Is a kapara. That's the system. That's the system of the Torah. That's the system of the others. Okay? So that's why the Sor L'Azazel is the last component. It's the last component. The Sor L'Azazel. That's why what we're mentioning is why you can't take out the kaftum machta, because if you take out the kaftum machta, it would remove the whole concept of v'chiso anana k'toras as a kaparas. That idea is the loftiest idea. You can't be concerned with, if you took out the kaftum machta, it would be a practical thing. So he has to simply back out and leave the kaftum machta there. But the idea of coming back for the Kafa Mata is that he can't be pogame the Kochei Kadoshim by leaving something there from his avoda. You see? So that becomes a separate avoda in itself. In other words, the idea that he can't, that even his Maisa Kapara, even his Maisa Kapara and Vechisa Anan Akhtaras, but there was something that he did there that has to be undone. That he was pogame, so to speak, in the covenant of the Kochei HaKadoshim. So he has to go back and remove it. That's a separate avoda. That's a separate avoda. You see? That's the Otzos Kafa Machta. Then he does what? Then he does Elo ve'Elo. And his Ayo is the Ayo Lo'olo. And the Elo'om, why does he bring the Ayo Lo'olo? What's the concept of the Ayo Lo'olo? Because the Ola is Machaper on Yehurei HaLev. So over here, you need a Kapara for the Yehurei HaLev of the Avodah Sayyam itself. You see? And that's why he needs the Ayo. That's why he needs the kapara for the Huri Alei vis-a-vis the Avodah Sayom itself. So, and the also. And the also needs. And that's why according to the Tanakh, held as a separate aisle, it's smoother. Because a separate aisle, Laola, from the Am. But we hold, the Ram says, we hold that it's the same aisle of the Musafim. So apparently the Isle of the Musafim had two kiyumim. There's a kiyum in Musaf, and there's a kiyum in Kapara Sayom for the Uhuri Alev that are involved in the very Yom HaKippur. That needed a Kapara. So it was borrowed, so the Isle had a double kiyum.
Okay.
So you see, it's an interesting thing. And the order is very nice. Why? Because first he does V'chiso anan aktaras, that's mata the avodah sayom, he does the avodah sayom, and the kapar for the kahanim is separate from the kapar of the am, then the tzira for the kahanim and the am, and then what does he do? Then he does the soil azazel, then he does the soil azazel, finishes the avodah sayom, and then he does the elo ve'elo am for the uhuri alev, insofar as the avodah sayom itself is concerned, and then right after that he goes back and he removes the Kafu Machta, which was something that was, so to speak, because of his avoda, he left something there, which was a pagam. So he has to remove that. That follows right after the carbon of the Ola for the Uhuri Alev on the Vodas Ayom. Then you have a practical deficiency which he has to remove from the because of the Avodah Sayom. So it follows an order. It's very good. One is a Uhuri Alev and one is a Maisa. The removal of the Kafu Machta is in Maisa, and the Elo Ve'Elo'om is in terms of Machshava. Okay. The Kafar for Uhuri Alev and Avodah Sayom means even the Avodah Sayom we can't do properly. That's why it brings the. That's the concept of the Elov Elom. That's very good. Yaakov's mentioning why. That's why the Elov Elom is in Big Day Zov, because it can't be a part. The Avodah Sayom is a separate unit, and now you need a kapara for the very Huhuri Alev vis-a-vis the Avodah Sayom itself.